Nihilism, the death of reason. Summary: as shared meaning dissolves and reason loses its sway, many of us are left with a vague emptiness, alone with our doubts, drifting through conflicting realities. Full article: with the fall of reason's empire, something crucial has departed from our lives. Deep in the atmosphere of the present age, in the ache beneath the distractions, is an untethered feeling that never quite goes away. This is the shadow of nihilism, a conviction, whether faced directly or lived through avoidance, that all values are baseless, truth itself is adrift, and meaning is, at best, a personal invention, never a discovery. Nihilism did not descend suddenly. Rather, it crept in alongside the very triumphs that were designed to secure us: the Enlightenment confidence in rationality, the assurance that universal human reason could be the anchor for shared life and knowledge. Reason, so promising in its early might, ultimately set to work undoing itself. Every certainty was submitted to critique, every value exposed as contingent, every truth chipped away as a product of history, psychology, or language. Freud replaced the conscious order of mind with a haunted basement of desires. Nietzsche announced the death of God, and thus the vanishing of every last anchor, every transcendent reference point. Existentialists like Sartre and Camus tried to console us with heroic freedom. If the world is emptied of given purpose, we will invent it for ourselves. Choice was everything. Meaning was handmade, provisional, local. Yet the freedom to create meaning can easily become a curse. Very often, patients, whether they use the term or not, arrive in therapy burdened by a sense of emptiness, a steady undercurrent of meaninglessness, inarticulable anxiety, doubt, and uncertainty. Some people paper over the void with a devotion to reality shows, to busyness, consumption, social spectacle, or the endless chase for status. Some become collectors of minor meanings, fleeting gratifications. The culture is exhausted. As psychologists, our task is often to treat this as an individual problem. Depressive states, a quiet, unshakable sorrow, or even the clinical melancholia Freud described, a loss of self-regard, a spiritual collapse in which the world itself comes to feel drained of color and weight. These are not just the clinical face of depression, they are expressions of the times. Identity fragmentation, social pressures, and an ongoing flood of information can create an enveloping sense of emptiness. Many move through their days with an unexamined conviction that meaning is whatever works for the moment, that orientation is just a question of perspective, and that truth is what you find on your preferred news channel. Our public life, too, has become a theater of alternative facts, where allegiance trumps inquiry and arbitrary commitments replace rational debate. We have not merely lost our compass, we have lost faith that a compass can exist. From a historical perspective, the symptoms are familiar. As Hannah Arendt and others chronicled, the loss of common meaning allowed entire societies to become vulnerable to the seductions of fanaticism. After World War I, as meaning collapsed and morale crumbled, Europe's soil of soul was dry, ready to receive the totalizing myths of authoritarianism. Nazism and fascism did not arise from too much relativism, but from the need to fill a vacuum. When people are free of every anchor, hungry for belonging, desperate for clarity, they may leap into bonds far worse than the chains they shed. Psychoanalysis, at its best, does not pretend to restore transcendent certainties. It acknowledges that in a world where values are constructed, not discovered, individuals must grapple with their own desires and the stories they weave. The experience of nihilism is not always dramatic. Sometimes it is simply the eerie quiet that follows the collapse of necessity. Nothing compels, nothing forbids. Actions lose weight, words drift. What is the path through this terrain? If the only answer is to find or invent a narrative that works for us, have we truly healed? Or are we merely rearranging the deck chairs on our existential Titanic? In the end, we are left with a world that spins seemingly without center, where shared meaning is elusive and reasoned dialogue is rarer still. Our collective maps, once marked with common landmarks, have faded. Each of us now searches for direction under shifting and uncertain skies. And yet, history shows that the human spirit has depths not easily exhausted. Again and again, in the face of despair and confusion, we discover within ourselves a mysterious resilience, an ability to endure, to question, to reach for something more. The darkness of nihilism is real, but so too is our capacity to endure it and even to transform it. In my next piece, I will turn from diagnosis to possibility, not to offer consolations or shallow optimism, but to reclaim a hope grounded in our deepest, most enduring possibilities, possibilities that have always belonged to us, even when the world seemed to forget. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health and positivity and confidence through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.